grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, it's common during New Year's to select resolutions. And many of them are like this: losing weight, quit some nasty habit like smoking or chewing tobacco, and another one, spending less money. However, the fourth resolution is what I am interested in this morning. The fourth most popular New Year's resolution is to be a better person. Now, Paul's message to the church of Ephesus was to make the best use of their time, to understand the Lord's will, encourage one another, and to thank God for all things. Another way to look at this is to set your priorities, be positive in your attitude, and work to foster your relationships, all to the glory of God. Paul said the top priority in his life is to press on toward the goal for the prize for which God has called me. He set this as his number one goal. So now I'm going to relate to you what a speaker was saying to a class, and Joyce is going to help with setting up things for me. So there was a speaker, okay? He addressed a group of business students at the school on the subject of time management. So he set 1 gallon wide mouth jar on the table in front of him. Then he produced the large rocks, which we already have placed in there, okay? So you see all those large rocks in there, okay? These are important rocks. Then he thought, then he asked a question. He says to the students, is the jar full? Okay, we'll go on. Everyone in the class said, yes, just like Adler did. Really, the professor said. Then he reached under the table and pulled out a bucket of pebbles. He dumped some of the pebbles into the jar and shook it, causing some stones to work the way down into the spaces between the rocks. Ooh, there you go. That was good. Is it full? Okay, we'll see. Okay, so by this time, though, the class was probably on to what he was doing. And not one of them said yes. So he said, good, good for you. He reached under the table and brought out a bucket of sand. He started dumping the sand in and filled it all the spaces between the rocks and the gravel. And so, the professor poured in all the sand. And I don't know, Joyce is shaking more than the bowl is. All right, there you go. Well, it's not full yet. He reached under the table and brought out a bucket of water. So he grabbed the pitcher and he poured the water into the jar. And so now the jar is definitely filling up, taking over all the little spots that are not full. Okay, good. The jar is full. So he said good, and then he grabbed the pitcher of water like we did. One eager beaver raised his hand and said, he asked what the point of this is. And he said, well, no matter how full your schedule is, you will really try hard always to fit something more into your schedule. And the professor said, nope, that's not it. This teaches us if you don't put the big rocks in first, you'll never get them in at all. Everybody understand that? Okay, if you don't put the big rocks in first, you'll never get them in at all, because the little pebbles and the sand and the water will always fill it up, and then there's no room for the big rocks. Sometimes we like to think of our lives as being able to fit everything and anything into our schedule. In the process, sometimes we don't get around to completing what we wanted to get done. Priorities are just like those big rocks. If we don't place our important events in first as our goals, our top priorities, we may not be able to get them in at all. So the big rocks, think about your life, the big rocks in your life should include drawing near to God, spending time in prayer with God, seeking His guidance in your life, reading through the scriptures, attending Bible class, participating in church activities throughout the year, and we could go on and on. Those are the important priorities. You need to put them in first. Remember to put the big rocks in first, or you'll never get them in at all. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people these days. They are so busy, there's no room for the big rocks in their life, like going to church, participating in activities at the church, Bible class, all those things. And Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added to you." Jesus made it clear that the kingdom of God was to be at the top, the very top of our priorities. Worship and prayer, reading scriptures, Bible class, taking care of others in our community or that belong to our congregation. These are to be first, and then all the other stuff comes in. So as we begin the new year, we set our focus on our relationship with God. This is where our priorities should be set for the upcoming year. With God, our number one resolution is, what's our number one resolution? Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.